Yeah, show me your boobs.
Hello.
Hi there.
Show me your boobs. We haven't done show me your boobs in a long, long time, I feel like.
It's been a while.
It feels like it's been a really long time.
Although we haven't done a lot of
we haven't done anything in a long time. So I felt like we needed to. We had some that kind of piled up, so I wanted to get to those anyway.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Easy.
I love these stories. I have not pre-read them, so.
Oh no. There's no telling.
Yeah. Hopefully they make sense.
Because you will judge, because you always do.
I'm like, what? Write me again and tell me what you meant by that. So anyway, let's just jump right into the stories. We can gab afterwards, so those who don't like that can check out. Here we go. Hey, ladies. Love the podcast.
Aww. Thanks.
I just listened to the Missouri State Penitentiary episodes, and I wanted to share my experience there.
Ooh.
I went on the last ghost tour of the evening. We did too. I was lucky, like you all, okay, to have a smaller group than the ones before us.
Yay.
That's what happened to us. She said that. Never mind. Or they said that. Wow. I really didn't think there would be anything to experience in a group setting like that, but I was intrigued by the history and hearing some good stories. I secretly hoped something interesting would happen, though, and it did, or at least I believe it did. You spoke about the running man in your episode, and I witnessed this phenomenon firsthand.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you remember your tour, this part is pretty near the beginning of the tour. That was like the first place we stopped, if
yeah,
I
think so.
Right. Yeah. We stood as a group leaning against the wall, listening to the guide tell her stories about the area. She mentioned the running man, which sounded terrifying to me. I thought to myself, I wouldn't want an unseen force running up right into my face. Yikes. As we started to walk on, I was in the back with only the officer following me. As we start to move, I hear something coming from behind me very fast. Before I knew it, the officer was literally running over me. I turned to see him, and he was terrified. He asked if I had heard that. He swore there was someone that had run up behind him and he had bumped into me trying to get out of the way. It was an interesting experience. I didn't want anything running up to my face, so I guess it came running from behind as the solution. I should have been a little bit more specific with my thoughts, apparently. Keep up the great work and thank you for making my drive to work entertaining.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yes, thank you. That was a local listener, so I loved that story. I think it's pretty funny, actually.
That the officer got scared. That's
yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. And when we were at MSP, they told us, you know, the officers like doing it, and some of them really get into it and have some pretty cool experiences. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine as a police officer, you'd be like, "Yeah, I want to go do the ghost tours at MSP.
How fun!
Yeah, like if that's a full time job." I want to
do it. Up. I'll deal with ghosts before like bad guys anytime.
Yeah. But then they've also said that having the officers on the tours sometimes spurs the activity, because what's going to make a criminal mad more than a police officer walking through?
Very true.
And I think it's really funny though that they said, I really don't want anything like running up into my face, and then it came from behind. And like, oh well,
I'll just obviously come up the other way.
Said something other than like, I don't want anything running at me, period. End. But yeah, that's cool. I would recommend, I think we've said this a million times, but I would highly recommend everybody go to Missouri State Penitentiary.
For sure.
Even if you just love the history, they do history tours. They do everything. And the money goes to keeping the place alive, mm-hmm. and running. So I guess not alive. It's not a living thing, but I mean,
what?
I don't know. That's a lot.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Let's keep it going. That's a piece of history. And even if you don't believe in the oogly boogly, like we do, you could still enjoy the history of the place and
just the structure of it.
Yeah.
I like the structure of it.
It's really cool. We need to go back.
I'm ready.
I want to schedule. I've said this a million times too, but hey, here we go. I want to do an investigation there. And that's, I think it's $1,000.
Do they have like the new section open people. Yet?
I don't know. The
you're slacking.
The cells that were underground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can tour those. But I don't know if that's part of the investigation. But I think you get, if you pay for the private investigation, I think you pretty much get to run the place.
But do you get to go to the place that got damaged during the tornado?
I don't know. We do need to check into that because I don't want to go back until that's open. That's the most haunted place there.
Very much so.
And we didn't get to go into it. So fun. Good time. Anyway, you got something going on over there.
I have a piece of hair flying around.
Thought you had a bug on you. I'm just over here talking and Terry's flailing about, sweating in her face.
There's a piece of hair hanging down in between my eyeball and the mic. Got it. I'm okay.
This next one, it's long.
Oh, geez.
But it's all for you.
Me?
Hey, booze. I have one for Terry.
Oh, geez.
When my daughter was about 4 or 5 years old, her and I traveled to St. Louis to help with my aunt's funeral arrangements and to clean out her home. We had moved out to Colorado for my husband's job at the time, and I was happy to get to go back home in Missouri for a few weeks. I wouldn't say I was particularly close with my aunt, but I was fond of her. She had no children of her own, and my aging mother could not handle the big job of cleaning out her stuff on her own. My aunt had a modest home, and I planned to stay there for much of our time, at least until we had sold most of the furniture. My aunt had been a collector, though I wouldn't say it was nearly at a hoarding stage. She had a lot of fascinating stuff, but her house was tidy and cozy. On the second night in the house, I awoke suddenly. My phone said 2 a.m. and I got up to check on my little.
Aw, her little.
When I got to the next room where she was sleeping, my heart sank to find the bed empty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I rushed down the hallway toward the living room. I noticed the pantry door standing open in the kitchen. There was my daughter standing in the doorway with her back to me, staring at the ceiling. The pantry was very large, and when I got to her, I noticed that the entrance to the attic was located there. My daughter was staring at it. She said she wanted to go and pointed. I told her we would tomorrow, and I ushered her back to bed before dozing off myself. Creepy.
For real.
The next afternoon, while I was working in the kitchen, I thought about the door. I was curious what may have been kept up there since she had such interesting things throughout her home. I pulled down the steps and made my way up. It was pitch black, but in the light shining from below, I could see the cord to turn on the light. I pulled it and was shocked with what I saw. The attic was very tiny, more like closed off from the rest of the attic around that little door to make a room, mm-hmm. a small room. It says little room. Sorry, I'm making up my own words. This little room had tiny furniture and was filled with
dolls. Don't you say it.
Dolls.
Oh, hell no. Burn it down.
All kinds of dolls. Beautiful, ornate dolls. Some that looked like they had been just thrown out. I counted later and came up with 238 dolls in that tiny space.
Why?
I hadn't noticed, but my daughter had come up the stairs behind me. She rushed around me and wrapped her arms around one of those dolls.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not against dolls, per se, but this doll wasn't the one I would have chosen. I didn't see a reason why she couldn't keep it, though, so she did and took it home with her.
Oh, that was smart.
From that point on, she was inseparable with that doll. On plenty of occasions, I would hear her talking to it, which I know is relatively normal. However, more than once, I have sworn to hear a second voice coming from the room.
Yeah.
I know for certain I heard full sentences coming from a much older voice once while I was downstairs. I have heard singing when my daughter was at sleepovers and even movement from time to time in the space where the doll was kept. Sadly, we lost the doll in a house fire when she was around 13. But she still had that doll in her room and loved it until the point she was lost. Nothing has happened since, and I wish I could have had someone investigate the doll to see who may have been attached to it. As for the other dolls, we donated them. I thought of writing this in, and I knew I had to when I heard of Terry's fear of dolls. Thanks for the stories, girls.
Appreciate that. I still have goosebumps.
That's a really cool story, though. It is like, cool. I mean, you hear of the Annabelles and Robert the dolls, and they're all evil. And like, this was just like a play friend for her daughter. And
can you imagine if I was the one going up those stairs and seen that? I would
have. You would have fell back down the stairs. Yeah, we'd have to have another funeral. That'd be nice.
Oh my god, I would have shit. Oh man, I'm glad it ended well though.
Have you ever had a toy like that that you were attached to though?
Yeah, I still have a little bear. A stuffed bear my mom got
you
me when I was.
You do?
Yeah, George.
Oh. Hold on.
It's just, not a doll.
No, but I just thought of something. You gave me a doll that was your mother's. That you had two dolls that you kept in the
those
top
aren't
of your
dolls.
Closet. Yeah, they
those
are.
Those aren't like those dolls.
What kind of dolls are you thinking of? They're like porcelain dolls, you guys. And they have these little crocheted dresses on them. They're very old and pretty. And, well, I mean, you know.
And they're, no. They're not, they're
those are like
where
haunted are doll dolls where in the top of the closet.
In a box, put away where we can't see them.
Oh my god!
I couldn't get rid of them because they're mom's.
Okay, that's fair. Fair enough. That's fair, but I'm just saying, you own dolls, dolls.
I know, but they're in a box, in the top of a closet, the farthest away from us that I could get it.
Oh god. That's so funny. So if you were in a house, like say we buy a house in the next few years, mm-hmm. and if you were to find like a room tucked away in the attic with a bunch of dolls in it, is that going to be like, nope, I'm moving.
All the dolls out. The room would be okay, probably.
Okay.
Do I have to touch them?
Oh, wow. No, I'll touch
will
the
you
dolls.
Do it? At least put them in boxes and I carry the boxes down.
You're ridiculous. I know people have a fear of dolls, and I know why. They're just
they're
lifeless
creepy.
Little things that look alive. But I don't know. I've never understood it.
If we ever have a kid, we have to have a boy.
Dolls. And you know, I'm really upset about this. Well, boys can like dolls. Robert the doll was a boy's doll.
I know, but well, we have a girl and she can play G.I. Joe's and Hot Wheels with me.
Wow. Anyway, I think this is really sad because I would love more than anything to own my own dolls. Like the
Why?
Ugly dolls that you find and people have thrown out and nobody wants because they look creepy. I want to have them and love them. And
why?
I can't because
that's
you're
the stupidest
a psycho.
Thing ever. Oh, I'm the psycho. You want to collect dirty, nasty dolls.
Well, I would clean them up and make them pretty again.
For what reason?
Just because it's nice and they get to have a nice little
life.
It's
not like they have feelings.
Everything has energy.
You're
okay?
Such a goober. You're so making
I feel
shit.
For the dolls. I would really love to have dolls.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of your stance on that.
I'm sorry. There is a line.
Yeah. Someday.
What? When I'm dead.
I didn't say that. You did.
Anyway, what's next?
Okay.
Let's get off this subject.
This one isn't a ghost story, but you have covered some UFO stuff before. Yes,
ooh.
We have. And we have a really good one coming up. We had a
we
listener.
Do?
Yeah, we had a listener that sent in a request for us to do a story, UFO story from... 40s?
What was that?
I want to say it was the 40s.
Oh, cool.
And it's pretty interesting. It's not a long story, so I'm trying to find as much detail as I can.
Stretch it out.
Yeah, because it happened within like a 2-hour span. And so to make a full episode out of them, I'm having a little hard time
have
with
to
but
do
I'm
something
digging.
Else with it.
Maybe. But it's very significant.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that soon.
I'm starting to like the UFO stuff. I didn't when we first started covering it, but it's pretty interesting.
It's very interesting.
Anyway.
So, a few years ago, I was visiting family in Utah. Ooh.
Utah.
That That area seems to be very popular for UFO sightings. Indeed, it does. I have had the hope of seeing something like that for years, and I always watch the skies. During this day, a bright sunny day, I happened to be looking up. My friend's house, where I was staying, was located on the side of a hill that overlooked a beautiful golf course.
Nice.
I saw in the sky above the golf course a black solid object that was somewhat shiny, shaped something like a pill or tic-tac.
Interesting.
It appeared to be rolling constantly, as if that is how it stayed in the sky. It was massive in size and made no noise. There it is again. It was unlike any known flying object I am aware of. It was a clear day, no clouds at all. The thing was the only thing in the sky. It was so obvious, too, but no one on the golf course seemed to notice it.
That's so weird that nobody else noticed it. Yeah.
Even with all of them looking up, watching their swings taking off, no one reacted that I could see. That part really puzzled me. I watched it move slowly across the sky toward the west. And again, I looked down just to check if anybody else was watching it. They weren't. I looked back up just in time to see it shoot off out of sight. It was so fast that it didn't even look real. I'm not sure what it was, but I've done some research and I found that there have been other sightings of these pill-shaped UFOs in other parts of the world. Sometimes they are different colors, but I know this one was black. It definitely was shiny.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. I still haven't seen a UFO and I'm really upset about it.
Aw, I'm sorry.
Me too.
I'm always looking out when I'm driving aimless and stuff.
Me too.
I almost thought I had one in sight the other night.
Me too. Go ahead. You can tell yours.
Well, this airplane was doing stupid stuff.
Oh.
It just kept running circles around Aurora. And, you know, Aurora is not really the biggest place to be doing that. But they do a lot of training.
Is there an airport near there?
Yeah, there's a small airport. Oh, they do a lot of training there. And I'm like, oh, there it is. Here's my chance. I'm actually paying attention. No, it was a plane.
I know.
A little plane.
So here, while back, I went to take the boy out in the backyard. And
God.
Terry knows this story. And I walk out and I look straight out ahead of me and I see these lights. No, it's one light, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bright light off in the distance and it wasn't moving at all. And I was like, here it is. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And so I'm just staring at this light and I'm so excited. And I keep watching it and I backed up, opened the door. I'm like, Terry, get out of here. And so she comes to the door and I'm like, look, it's not moving at all. She's like, yeah, that's a plane. I'm like, what? And then I keep watching it. Sure enough, it's coming at me. But with the way it was coming straight at me, it looked like it wasn't moving at all. And so I was so excited.
It was so great.
Yeah. And then the asshole flew over me and I was like, fine, it's a plane. I thought that was the moment.
Oh.
And it was just a plane.
Just a plane.
That was dumb.
One of these days.
Yeah. Well, whenever we were in Lake Tahoe, I got so excited. Oh, we saw this thing just hanging in the sky, not moving at all. I was so excited. And we're watching it and I videoed it. I have a video that's, well, it's terrible. I'm never making it on paranormal caught on camera with that shit. But anyway, I'm like,
it's like 10 minutes long.
I'm like, this is it. We're going to make it on paranormal caught on camera. We finally got something. It's going to be so fun. And we got to thinking and was like, wait a second, they do hot air balloon rides here. And then as soon as we had that thought, it was like, that's exactly what it was. Like, we could see what it was.
We went around a curve. We could
make it out perfectly as a hot air balloon.
There it is.
I was like, son of a bitch. I thought for sure it was a UFO. No, just a hot air balloon over the Lake Tahoe.
It was so funny because you're like, oh, speed up. Oh, there it is. Slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny.
And then I was trying to make calls to the aliens.
Oh,
and,
I forgot
and
about
tell
that.
Tell them that I was
Where
peaceful.
Where is that video? We need to post that because it is hilarious.
I think I went caca. I didn't know what to do.
Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Alien talk, eh?
I don't know what aliens do.
Oh, anyway.
Clearly.
Do you have any more?
I do.
Oh, good.
Okay, here we go. Next. Hiya.
Hiya.
Hello. I know you all are dog lovers, and I thought you might enjoy this.
Uh-oh. No.
I inherited a young dog when my grandmother passed away suddenly. She had got the puppy. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, too. She had just got the puppy less than a year before she passed, and he had stuck by her side until the end. The poor little fellow was heartbroken, and though I didn't think that I needed him, I agreed to take him. It was a few months before he started coming out of the depression. He missed my grandmother so much, but he eventually claimed me as his new comrade.
Aww.
Yay, I'm worthy. I had him for 15 years, and he had a full life of luxury, much like I'm sure Mr. Bodie enjoys now. Oh, Bodie, you got called out, buddy. Before he died, he had lost his sight and hearing, and I had started to feel major guilt over keeping him alive when he couldn't have had any good quality of life.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah, it is. I just couldn't bring myself to put him down. One evening, while we were snuggled on the couch watching TV, he simply stopped breathing.
Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna cry.
I was pretty sad, but I was also glad that he had gone so peacefully while in my arms. About a week later, I was working late in my home office, and I heard the distinct sound of puppy nails on the hardwood floor.
Shut up.
That sound was so familiar that it took me a moment to realize that it was now out of place. I got up to look around. I saw nothing. Once I sat back down, I heard it again, but this time it was in the same room. It circled me and then pranced right up next to me.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
I was a little shaken, and I said out loud that I loved him very much, but that he had scared me when he did that, and then he should go on and play with Grandma now. I haven't heard it since, and I really do hope he is snuggling Grandma somewhere right now.
Oh, my heart. I'm so selfish. I would want, like, him to stay.
Yeah. I know. Be like, just crawl back up here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be with me. Don't leave me.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. We've had several similar experience with that. We had to put our dog down 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In March, it was 2 years.
I had him for 12 years.
Yeah. And he was definitely, most definitely your baby. They all are. Everybody prefers Terry over me.
You
so
stop.
If you ever meet us, just so you know, you're going to like her more.
Quit.
No, it's fine. I've accepted it.
I'm just the dog whisperer, right?
Oh, you're the people whisperer too.
Oh,
don't
whatever.
Play.
Don't anyway.
Play. You're the favorite. It's fine. I'm
so
fine. I'm so fine with just being behind you and watching.
You're
me.
So full of crap. Okay. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so anyway, we had to put him down. He was the option was
he had a big tumor.
Euthanize him,
yeah.
Or take him home with pain medicine and let him starve to death because he had a tumor that was blocking his esophagus, so food could not enter his stomach anymore. He had been sick. Mm-hmm. For a while, but for some stupid reason, they hadn't caught the cancer, even though he had been in the vet millions of times that year. Have my feelings about that, obviously. But, so that was our options. Either euthanize him now or take him home and he'll die in a few days of starvation. There was no way in hell we were going to let him starve to death. So, we made the decision to put him down, and
I cried for 2 days.
I didn't think I was ever going to get over it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I could feel lost like that.
It was stupid.
Yeah. And I know, like, people who, I mean, I've lost people who I care for dearly, and I gotta say it was pretty damn close to the same pain.
I was supposed to work that day, and I literally stayed in bed all day and cried.
Yeah. And I didn't think, like, I mean, depression got me.
Yeah.
I wasn't functioning at a full level.
You can judge all you want. I was legit sad.
Yeah, it tore me apart. And so Terry works away from home so much that I'm here by myself a lot. And my God, this house got huge and empty. Quiet. And I couldn't believe it. And I told Terry forever, we've got to get another dog. And, you know, finally I broke her down until we went and got the little shit we have now. But anyway, there has been many, many times that I have heard he used to shake his head. You know how dogs shake their head and their ears slap the side of their head? I have heard that. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. I mean, as recent as that, I heard that noise from the living room and raised up to see... I said Bo because I thought he had gotten up, maybe needed to go out. And he raised up at the foot of the bed, looked at me like, what? And I was like, okay, you're here.
Hi, buddy.
And then I've seen him.
You've seen shadows, haven't you?
Yeah. It's been not too terribly long ago. I had walked into the living room and just, you know, noticed Bodhi sitting on the couch, and I walk over toward the kitchen to get my coffee. And as I turn that corner, I look into the dining room and there's Bodhi sitting in the chair looking out the window. And I was like, okay. And I turn back around, nothing's there on the couch, but I saw him sitting mm-hmm. there. I knew puppy was sitting there on the couch. And I have thought that I was going to trip over him and stop myself and almost fall because I could feel him under my feet, like I was about to step on him.
Aww.
And I've seen him. I've caught glimpses of him many times. And he slept in our dirty clothes basket mm-hmm. in the bedroom. And I've heard that sound of him jumping in it a couple times.
It's a wicker basket.
So yeah, it's a wicker basket.
It's got a special sound.
And I've heard that noise a couple times. Not a lot, but a couple times, and more than once. And so I've had that experience of he's hanging around and saying hi every now and then. Scares the shit out of me sometimes. But
he's protecting you. Yeah. He always protected you when I went to work.
I know. She would always say, make sure you protect Mom while I'm gone. And then he would tell her how good he did when she got back.
He would get all the treats.
But no, I think that's so sweet. And I don't know. Maybe that's my mind playing tricks on me and I want him to be around still. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, that's a possibility. But
either way, it's pretty cool.
I'm never, it doesn't seem like I'm ever thinking about him when it happens. So it's not like on my mind. But I do think it's really cool that maybe they are sticking around sometimes and mm-hmm. or just maybe they're just passing through and they're like, yo, what's up? I'm gonna go haunt Hawaii for a while now. I don't know.
I doubt he'd get near beaches though, since you almost drowned him.
Oh, I did almost drown him. Oh my God, poor little guy.
Oh, he was having so much fun. Yeah, and then you just drowned almost.
I did almost drown him at the beach. Anyway, that was the stories that we had.
Those are so good.
Aren't they?
All but the doll one. I didn't like it too much.
What she means is thank you, listener, for writing that into us. Yeah. That was very entertaining.
Way to call me out.
Someday maybe I'll get her talked into getting some dolls.
No, you won't.
I wonder if there's like a haunted doll museum in New Orleans. We're going to New Orleans this week, so...
I don't know. You let me know how you and your dad likes it. I'll be waiting at the coffee shop.
Yeah. So we will. I just wanted to say, you know, normally we don't do a whole lot of talking on Show Me Booze, but this is kind of our laid back episode that's a little more fun. Like the others suck ass, but whatever.
Jeez.
No, I just wanted to say, like, we're going to be in New Orleans, and so we're taking equipment, so we plan to do a live at least. So watch for that. I'm not sure when we will go live. It could be Saturday. We'll see, because we'll be just arriving in New Orleans then.
Right.
I don't know how pretty I will be, if I'll want my face on
Oh, geez.
Anything at that time after that long of a drive. So... We'll see. We love road trips, but I'm...
they are pretty tiring.
I started looking at flights earlier this last week. It was like, are we sure we don't want to just fly? We could be there 4 hours. It'll be great. And then Terry shot that down. So
come on. We always have fun for road
trips. I know. We do. We have a lot of fun on our road trips. So this shouldn't be any different.
And it's more money to fly.
Not a whole lot more. Anyway. Okay. I know I'm not going to convince you. So you guys, write us in some more stories because those are great. We love sharing them. I didn't share anybody's name because they didn't say yes or no. So I didn't want to
call you out.
I didn't want to accidentally share something I wasn't supposed to. So anyway, write the stories in. Send us reviews. Send us ideas for lives because that's a whole different animal really than these podcast episodes, but we would love to do it. And have a fantastic week. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening as always, and we will see you in
New Orleans. Sorry, had to.
Bye guys.
Bye.